What it is, what it is. Happy Thursday to you, everybody. Matt Birdsall here at George Norwood. Had a good day today. Got the chance to listen to a bunch of the boys as we went round and round. Got into some discussion on some youth sports. Specialization probably doesn't need to happen until later as I watch Peyton Manning learn how to play defensive back from Deion Sanders. So this is happening right now. It does not look good. God, I wish the audio was on that. I bet that's hilarious. I'm going to have to look back through and try to find that. As we head down this road, thanks, of course, to Gary and Damon, too. They're an all-day interview deal, and they're going to go out in Chicago, hit the town, have a good time, hopefully take Sybil with him. Hopefully Sybil keeps his shirt on and does his thing. A couple other recommendations. The Erie Cafe was one of them. Chicago's a good one, but that one's a little pricey. That one's got some juice to her. While we got a second here, we are going to head to the hotline and talk to Riley. Riley, what's up?
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. I just want to say I really appreciate whenever you fill in for Nick, for as many years as you've been doing it, or as long back as you have been.
Yeah.
I think you're great on the radio. I love listening to you. It's like just having one of your buddies talk sports with you, so that's great.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And I just want to say I am Team Vers as far as filling for the spot. And by the way, if they do, I just want to throw a name out there, put it on the record. I think they got to call it On the Line with Matt Birdsall. I mean, I think it's got a good ring to it. Obviously, got the whole lineman thing going on.
There it is.
You know, you actually have people on the line talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm not here to advocate one. Well, no, I am. I'm here to advocate. That's all I got. Thanks,
Riley. Thanks, Riley. Appreciate you. Right now, there's people buying that Twitter handle right now. Like, go sign up. Or Good Moves, he's already got it. And he's just like, yep, I got it. Another one we heard was In the Trenches. Thank you guys for all that. It means a ton that you guys are kind enough to take some time and say, hey, you know, we hope you get it or hope you're involved in it in some way. So that's a ton of fun. I'm just me. I do my thing. It's always fun to get to come and fill in. If the powers that be pick to go that way, then we'll deal with it at that time. As Tiger sprays one into the thickness as he is at +6 today. Chad might be in one already. Chad's going out on a limb, going against Damon. And he says, Verse, first week headline, Jackrabbits shock the Gophers with a late TD. I'd love to, before I heard Damon and Gary talk, when you can, guys that are brash and bold and making these huge statements, 9 times out of 10, that's the blowhard, right? You're in the bar, guy puffs up his chest, come at me, bro. He's not the one who wants to instigate it, but he wants to make it look like he's instigating it. That's usually players that are bold and brash, unless you're the Cowboys back in the 90s. They were just that much better than everybody else. People that come into interviews and you're very poised, you're very confident in your statements. You can tell those guys have been paying attention, listening to everything that's been said around them, so they get that. But yeah, that one, Chad, I'd love you to be right. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie at all. But that one would be a stretch because the more you dig into Minnesota, the more you dig into Fleck and his MO, it could get interesting there, up there in the Twin Cities. So, that one would be a stretch for me. I'd love to see it right, but I don't know. Then he falls over the fingers crossed. A lot of local kids in Brookings, top 5 or 10 FCS team, got to cheer for them for sure. You do. And there are a lot of local Nebraska kids. Like a lot of that. Ryan says, Verz, if you were making a pizza and needed to relate an ingredient to a football position, what would they be? Oh, I mean, the foundation of it all is the crust. It's your lineman. Sauce, probably be a little fullbacky if we're going back in time. Still got a fullback.
Would the cheese be the quarterback?
No. That's the receivers.
Okay.
Taste, if it's right, yeah, they taste good. If they're right, they play good. If it's bad, it's bad.
Where does the quarterback get in?
The quarterback gets all the other foo-foo, all the foof that goes on there. Arugula. The quarterback is arugula. It's just a little too extra, probably getting a little too much credit for making it taste good, but probably doesn't need to be there if you need it. If you really get down to brass tacks, I don't really need you at the end of the day. No, I kid, I kid. What are we doing, Georgie? Take a break here? Take a break. I'm just getting invaded by unsportsmanlike conduct, guys. I mean, you think they just knock?
I don't know
what. Does anybody knock anymore?
Hey, I don't know what's going to be going on
the
this cooler, show.
Putting crap over there. I got freaking Stibbs knocking on the cabinets now.
Like, you see all of
it's complete anarchy in this joint.
I want to stick around to see what's going on here, though.
Take a quick one. Come back and crossover.